Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timp and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timp. Nuff said. What it is, everybody. Welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timp with Devin in the house.
Hello, hello.
And lots going on in the world today. And I, myself, this weekend, I had a crazy weekend, I guess you could say. I went to a reptile show.
Yes, love it.
And there's
Georgie with the snake.
With her albino Burmese python.
Oh, my God, that's
that
huge.
She's cuddling with.
That's gigantic.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, she was very, very excited. The
oh
snake that she's holding right there,
like,
was
wrapped
about
around
8 feet,
her neck.
Was about 8 feet.
Yikes.
Yeah, she was. So we went there looking for a dreamsicle ball python. So when, like, you think dreamsicle, looks, you think of those orange.
Like a creamsicle. Yeah.
They're the same color.
Okay.
They're bright orange and they have white blotches. They look like candy.
That's so cute.
They are crazy.
I think I could get behind, like, snakes if they were cute looking.
Yeah, they look like candy.
Yeah,
there's no other way to describe them. And but they're very expensive. They're like,
I'm sure.
They're like $2,000 for a real good one, right? So that's what we were going for. I had been approved from the bank, that's Ingrid, to allow me to purchase a centerpiece for Georgie in my reptile museum.
Centerpiece meaning a living animal.
Yeah, like the star attraction.
Yeah, a star attraction.
Like,
yeah.
Like when people come in, they're like, ooh. And then there's the centerpiece cage where they're like, what is that? Well, that's a dreamsicle.
Exactly.
It looks like candy. Yes, it does. Don't eat it. And then Georgie, you know, takes it out and does her show. So I also have been, a lot of times after the Gutfeld show, I run back to my hotel room because I got FaceTime to do Georgie's math homework.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to do that. My son is in the middle of baseball, and he's not really into animals per se.
Not like your other kids are.
Other than, like,
yeah, he doesn't
food.
Like, he doesn't torture them.
No, he's just
right.
Not.
He's just not interested in having.
He would much rather.
Right. Thank you for the clarification,
like, oh, hey,
Kat.
Would you like a turtle? No, I wouldn't.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Right. I'd rather a video game.
I'd rather jump on top of one 20 times and win in Mario Brothers than,
right.
Than do that.
So, but not in real life.
So, yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
We needed that.
Just so the little background.
Absolutely.
And Nala's kind of the same way. She's like, she says she loves them, but then when she sees them, she's like, ew.
She you likes know? People.
She likes to
right.
look at them.
She's yeah. a people person.
She likes people.
Georgie is an animal junkie, like myself.
She's more of like a reptile junkie,
yeah.
really.
Which I love.
Yeah,
I
mean, she's a girl after cat's heart.
She's living the childhood I
well,
wanted.
Well, I haven't even broke your heart yet, but we just acquired
a tegu.
A mating pair of tegus. One's
no,
white,
you did not!
And the other one's
my.
Red.
Yeah.
I am so jealous. She's living my life.
So
if you literally ever listen to this podcast, you know how much Kat Timp.
Yes. I want to take you. I want to name it
I told Georgie specifically
pierogi.
These are Kat's favorite. And she said, well, we got them. You got to do. So I'm this sounds like a wonderful father-daughter experience. And it started out that way. And we had one rule. Uh-huh. One rule. You can't start asking for stuff. We got to do a victory lap around the whole place, and then we make decisions.
Okay. That's a pretty good.
Because we're impulsive.
Look, I think that's a good shopping for right. in general.
For
you
got to
scope it all out.
Yeah, for anyone.
So
don't
the
just
first
go
place
with
we
your
go,
first
Georgie,
choice.
Immediately. Now, you would consider how they have the snakes in the little containers and stuff a lot like a jewelry store.
Mm-hmm.
Where you see one and, you know, you might want to look at one. Georgie wanted to check out everyone looking for what she wanted. And so they didn't. And I was in disguise. I wore my hat forward and it was a mesh trucker hat. So I wouldn't be. And I had long sleeves. So I wouldn't be recognized as Tyrus.
Did it work?
It did for a while.
For like 2 minutes?
Yeah. No, it worked for like 35, 40 minutes. Like I got halfway around the shoe before a word got out. But so I said to Georgie, our budget, and the first place we go, we see all the little ball pythons and all different reptiles. And she asked to hold one. And the guy says, only if you're serious. And I said, you just lost a lot of sales, bruh. No, thanks. She is serious. She's my reptile guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's the one. She's like, I'm the one that decides what goes home and not goes home. So we'll go somewhere else.
She takes that seriously.
Yeah. She's like, let's go, daddy. And the guy literally was.
She had a pretty woman
what
moment.
What was awesome was right next door to him was 50 Fathoms. That's where I go for my fish tanks and stuff and reptiles. They had a little table there. And Dylan, one of the little guys who works there, he was working. And he leaned over to the guy. Do you know who that is? You just pissed off. That's Tyrus. And then the guy was like, no, it's not. No, it's not. And I could hear him going back and forth. And we're like, hey, Dylan. And since I already know what the reptiles they have there, and Georgie was not interested because we were looking for dreamsicles, and we could get anything from 50 Fathoms Monday through Friday because that's when we go. We get to the dreamsicles, and these things are dope. I mean, they're. I'm just like, oh, we found it. Let's go. Forget the lap. Let's wrap it up. I can be home in time for kick. Georgie was like, Dad, lap. I'm like, oh, but it's right there. It's perfect.
She's a good partner to have, yeah.
And we took to the next one over. They had little mini hognose snakes. Oh, my God, beautiful. So I'm like, Georgie, lap. We got to do the lap. She's like, no, we got to pay for it now. We'll come back for the lap. I'm like, no, I'm not paying for it now. We have to do the lap. We promised it was lap. But between the hognose snake and the candy ball pythons were the same. They let Georgie hold literally everyone. And she was looking at it and the temper, and one of them kept biting at her. One of the little hognoses biting at her, and she was like, he doesn't know how little he is, Dad. And he's like hanging off her thumb, and she's like, and a lot of people are like, oh my God. So yeah, my daughter doesn't play around.
She's tougher than I am.
And she was explaining to him, like, sometimes they hiss and when they're nervous, and it's just like, leave me alone. It doesn't mean they're mean. Like, you have to understand that. And the people were like, wow. So we go all the way around, we get to another one. And I really want to just get my dreamsicle and go home. Like, I had found my one. We do our whole lap. She's held everything. She's talked to everybody. She's having a blast. We get to this one, and they had a bunch of different ball pythons that were pretty nice. And they're all babies, and they had different color strands. And I said, well, really, we're looking for a dreamsicles. And they didn't have dreamsicles. But the guy goes, well, I have the genes to make dreamsicles if you take this and this one and cross it with this one. And da, da, da. I said, yeah, but that's like in 2 years because they're babies and they got to grow up. Hold on. Dad, how much do we have to spend? I said, we have $2,000. We have a $2,000 budget. So we could get this one for $300, this one for $400, this one for $150, this one for $200. And we could get more snakes, and then we could make your dreamsicle in a couple years. And I'm like, we could.
She just gave you years long to do list.
Yes.
Not like a to do list, but like she gave you like a new plan for like a 5-year plan.
Yeah, she has.
So she starts talking to them, and they're pulling them all out for her. And the wife of the store owner gets tears in her eyes, going, I hope when we have a daughter, she's like, oh my, she knows so much. And then
she's
George is going through genetics and like flips it over. And then she's like, well, this one has white. Now, if I want this white with this blotch with like a little bit of orange, which one would I cross? And I'm watching her and I'm impressed, but I'm like, I got to get out of this because I want my dreamsicle.
You don't want 10 snakes.
It was literally like, if you've ever seen Scarface, it's like, no, I'm down here to buy one key of cocaine. That's it. And Scarface is like, no, let us hear his deal. Let's hear what he has to offer. And he ended up with 25 tons of cocaine. Well, I literally ended up with 25 tons of ball pythons. By the time she was done negotiating and looking at everything, she's like, Dad, total, I can get these 8 snakes for $1,900. I'm saving you $100. And I said, yeah, but it's not the dreamsicle. She's like, I use my math that we worked on. I did everything right. Like, and the guy is like, so I bag him up? I'm like, fuck you, on the inside. Like,
and she's like a child, but also an actual, real, true force to be reckoned with in this and all situations.
She's got her hand on her hip, and she's like, and with the extra $100, I can get my hog nose, and we're good.
She's 6 going on 45.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a whole 5-year plan.
So, 8.
So you have eight
ball pythons.
Did you get your dreamsicle?
No, I did not. I spent my money.
All right.
So we'll four sand boas, two hognose snakes, and somehow a group of leopard geckos, albino colored. Well, the good news is I have a dreamsicle leopard gecko, which doesn't do me anything. But she cleaned up so much so where I had to go back the next day and buy a snake rack because I didn't have, like, I started putting tanks together. But before I even get there, we're driving home and I just said to her, you can't open anything up because we're in a Suburban, which is not driven by me. And I'll leave the individual nameless, hates animals. So you cannot open anything up. Mm-hmm. Yep. I hear giggles. She had a little friend, Sydney, with her. I heard some giggles.
I go, hey,
put it back. Dad, no problem. They taught me how to wrap bags. It's in. I'm like, don't do it again, right? She's like, I won't. Giggles. I get home. Take all the bags. You got to open the little bag, and they have the little genetics on there so you can label and you know what the genetics are, which is important. So I'm like, doing this. I get to a bag. There's nothing in the bag. I'm like, Georgie, where's this snake? And she was like, oh, I don't know. I'm like,
where's the snake?
That's never a sentence that you want
to
say.
Exactly.
No.
Where did the snake go?
Just in slow motion. And Georgie had a sleepover that night, her first sleepover. So I'm like, her friend's dad was with us, and I was like, as quick as you can, you need to go out to that car. There might be a snake in the back somewhere. And he was like, no, well, we got to go. I'm like, you ain't got to go nowhere but the desolate car, and you're going to find that damn car, and you're not going to say anything. So we're out there. I'm pulling seats out of Suburbans trying to find the snake, and Georgie's like, sorry, Dad. I said, obviously he didn't teach you right.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to be mad at her, and she's like, and just the coolest ever. Well, I'd love to stay, but I got to get ready for my sleepover. I'll distract mommy.
She had plans.
Don't worry. I won't tell her you lost a snake in the Suburban.
That you lost.
I'm like, I didn't lose nothing. You did. She goes inside. Man, 10 minutes later, we find it, and it's wrapped around like something underneath the seat. The guy's like, I got it. And he's trying to pull it out. All hell breaks loose. The two front doors open like it was opened by somebody much bigger than me. Like Hulk just, bam, is there a snake in my car? I'm like, the only thing I could do was lie. Just, no.
Not anymore.
Well, what is it? It's a gecko. The guy's like, I'll kill you. Yeah. I swear to God, I'll get
this
away
with
it.
This guy is not helping you.
So she's like, there's an animal in my car. I'm like, we're getting it. I told you one thing. Georgie's telling me that you bought out all kinds of snakes. Georgie's like, she didn't even want them. And I'm sitting there going, on the inside, I've been betrayed.
Well, yeah.
But also bumping, like, she did the right thing. I a million times have told her, save yourself, kid. I can take the heat.
Right.
And so,
make me the bad
guy. Even though we didn't talk about it, Georgie saved herself.
She did.
She's like, Mommy, I would have called you sooner, but I couldn't get to my phone. My battery was dead. I am just as appalled as you are. And standing on the stage, on the stairs with her hand on her hip going,
shaking your head,
was Georgie. And I'm just looking at her going, okay. The only thing I didn't yell was freedom before I was gutted. It's the only thing I didn't yell. But we get the snake. I get it back. Now I'm getting chewed out as I'm walking with a steak in my hand about being irresponsible and da 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 da. And this is why I'm never allowed to do things like that. And every time I let you take Georgie somewhere, you guys always come back with something you're not supposed to have. And blah, blah, blah. And the guy was like, I'm getting yelled and screamed at. I'm putting this stuff in the thing. And I finally said, I don't care. It was worth it. I don't care. Like, don't come in here. You're not allowed in here anyways. Doesn't matter if there's one snake or 50 snakes. You're banned. So you can't come in here anyways. And the guy was like, in the nicest voice ever, like this. It was one of those arguments where like all the kids leave the room, kind of an argument in front of everybody. And the guy literally waited until she left. He's like, I just want you to know I had a lovely time. And if you need anything, a place to stay or anything, like me and my wife would love to have you. And I said, it's so important for you just to go right now. Like at any time during the argument,
it's very important that you leave.
Yeah, you should have left. I would have left.
Why
I would have
been
like,
here?
I'll just show myself.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, how much
Scooch
did you,
out.
And he was like, oh, I thought you needed support.
Hey, yeah, maybe I'm that's a good wolf. Friend. Yeah, I don't know. No. He was trying to be friends.
He tried to Ned Flanders
He's
me.
He's trying
he
to
was
be
Ned
friends.
Flanders and me.
He's
like,
trying to
no.
be friends.
I was like, save yourself, bro. Did you not see what my daughter did?
Yeah.
She's trained.
Take a page out of Georgie's book.
Not
and
all of
save
us, not
yourself.
All of us die on the sword together. Right. It's like, hey, it's your turn, bro. You take it. Okay. You know, and then literally the next day when she came home from a sleepover, she's like, you okay, Dad? I was like,
you're like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. We still have the snakes? I'm like, yeah, she's going to go get them. But I had to go back because I had so many snakes.
You didn't have enough places to
I had, with all the tanks and lamps and stuff, I was going to have to make 10 new tanks.
Jeez.
So I was like, snake rack it is. So I went back, and when the guy was like, hey, how's the snakes? I was like, look, which one of you geniuses taught my daughter how to tie a bag? And he was like, that was me. Well, it's, I kind of showed her. I was like, yeah, you kind of yeah. showed her, and I kind of had a snake loose in my car. And he was like, oh, I'm really sorry about that. So, hey, no more just free lessons. If you're going to teach someone to wrap the bag, then maybe let their parents know. He's, oh, I thought you were watching. I said, I was counting money when you taught her, sir. Like, oh, but it was an amazing thing. And
it's
then,
worth it. You'll have a, you know, a dreamsicle in a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on to your steering wheels, folks. We'll be right back after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kat, your weekend wasn't, I don't think, as eventful. It was pretty eventful from what I saw on social media. You went to an Army-Navy game.
How was that for you?
It was all right, you know.
I was going to go, and then I decided not to.
I was invited to the tailgate. I didn't have the heart to tell McHuya that yeah. I was not in New York.
Yeah.
I don't live here.
I saw we were going to go, and then, you know, the weather was a little crappy, so we decided not to, but I was a little bummed that I...
It was quite a nice time.
Yeah, it looked like fun.
And then what we did, I went to the Newark, we went to the Gottfeld Monologues.
Yeah, you were at the Gottfeld Monologues.
And I unexpectedly went up on stage, and, you know...
Unexpectedly.
No, I didn't know I was going to go up there.
You're just going to hang out in the audience and nobody and everyone's going to be fine.
I thought it was going to be fine.
With Timf, yeah.
Kat's okay. always prepared, though.
Yeah, that
She's
was, yeah.
Prepared.
Don't make me sing. Don't yeah. make me sing. Remember that SNL?
Are you sure?
Oh, fly. Oh, let me take out my music.
I guess I'll sing. Okay.
Oh, is there a piano here? Yeah, you had it. It's in the back of your truck.
Oh, no, this I am tone deaf. Yeah. And even though I'm tone deaf, when the community theater. Oh, speaking of which, I'm wearing a sweatshirt that I got from my role in the Richmond Community Theater production of The Children's Hour in 1999.
And what role did you play?
I mean, it doesn't matter, right? Like, this sweatshirt, this should be thrown away.
Vintage. I mean, you should get a SAG card with that yeah. sweatshirt. Like,
it looks like it's in pretty good condition.
So what was the role? The suspense is killing me.
I think my name was Leslie. I had, like, two lines, but, boy,
hey,
I really did a lot with that.
It's what you do with them.
But I would always audition for the musicals, even though I was tone deaf.
Me
I would
too.
Get my ass up there, and I would sing Happy Birthday from start to finish. As if I had any business doing so.
Did you add extra stuff? Did you add accoutrement?
Yeah, were you doing that?
Lyrics? Yeah, did you do that?
No.
That's my biggest pet peeve when someone sings a national anthem. They want to add stuff to it, or anybody sings with their hand in the air. I immediately want to punch somebody when they start doing like they're
the
moving
levels,
the notes.
They're
moving the levels, and I'm like, nah, it's not doing it for me. Please stop doing that. Like, no one sees what you see.
I used to try out for the musicals every year, too, and I only ever got stage crew. They would make
Which
me, make
led
me
to
stay
your
in the
career
back and,
choice because now,
yeah,
you're,
now
you
I'm
know,
behind the scenes. And,
yeah,
you know,
big time
I'm not,
producer.
Definitely not singing anywhere.
But no. would you perform in the plays that were not involving singing? Because when I got to high school, I had the leads in those, but I couldn't sing.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if we did plays without singing. I think we only did musicals.
I always got bold roles in musicals. Like, I was the narrator of Charlotte's Web.
Like, you're the tree.
Well, that's kind of a big role,
I got to narrate.
But, Kat,
the
I didn't even
the
get...
Death
I didn't even get a role. I got stage crew. They were like,
that's still a role.
So but how many times did you keep trying out and keep getting stage crew?
I tried out twice in middle school, and then and the second time I got stage crew, I realized maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I should just leave this up to my other friends.
You've been wearing headsets since you're little? You have your little headset.
Yeah, like a Britney Spears headset. Like,
no,
is that
a stage crew headset.
Oh, like, yeah. Really, oh, right, exactly.
Yeah, like, it would be like the airplane headphones and a little thing, and then you're like, uh-huh.
They're like, bring out the chair, Devin. Yeah. Bring out the chair.
What? The chair. Okay. You know what? I was a class clown, believe it or not, so... I did quite a few little plays, and then I won my talent show.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I did stand up for my talent show and got in huge trouble.
I'm sure you did.
My rehearsals weren't the same as my bit, but I remember Mr. Golden, the principal, was like, you're in my office, hilarious, but we don't make jokes like that, right. And you should really stick with this, kid. You're pretty funny. I was like, thanks, but you have detention the rest of the week.
You're in detention.
And then we did a bunch of other plays, and then I continued. And I was playing ball, and then I got in trouble. I got away from it. Once I got into football and basketball and track, I got completely away from it. And then I got in trouble, and I was failing.
Now you're back on it.
I was failing my English class, and my English teacher was from England, Mrs. Mull. And she looked just like her name sound, rest her soul. And if she's still alive, my bad, you know it. She was built like a thimble. Like, her hair was like, you've ever seen, except...
built like a thimble.
There's no way to describe her. She was just like
Did
this little...
Did she have arms and legs? Yeah,
like, but they stayed really close to her. Like, she... And
what?
She had
I'm
a very,
asking.
Like...
That's what I'm trying to
She had,
to
like, you know, like, you always see English people like, hello. But she was more like... Mean.
I like that.
Always
She's
mean.
Like a mean Mrs. Doubtfire.
She had like a ate a lemon resting face.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
And she had a perfect bright red bowl haircut, like perfect bangs, sides. And she would just sit there and just awful. You butcher the English language that's dear to my heart. You're killing me. Please stop reading. And you'd be like, what am I doing wrong? Like, your enunciation's disgusting. So I was written in, like, I was like, say what? She's like, that's not even a sentence. I'm like, what it is? Get out. So she told me that I had to help. I had to do stage crew. For to earn extra credit to pass English. And then
I had fun. Look, I had a blast.
I made some jokes and stuff. And then they were doing
Did you really have fun, Neil Simon play. Or was your heart filled with envy as you watched everyone else get all the attention?
Not everybody's mad about their choices in life.
I definitely was upset, though, that I, you know, because I had friends that tried out and they made it.
And were you like, I'm so happy for you. But you really inside, you're like, fuck, wish that were me.
Yeah.
Like when they forgot lines and stuff, you giggled.
You're like, yeah, I wouldn't have forgotten that. Like, I know that line.
I know all of the lines.
I was always a good friend like that. I was always happy when somebody got something like, hey, good job, man. Keep doing you.
Right. I'm happy for them, but I'm also, I can be jealous at the same time.
Can you?
I can, yeah.
Happy jealousy?
I think you can be happy for someone for something.
It's like a comforting narcissist.
But still be envious of the way that they got it and you didn't.
Okay. Well, you know, we all have a background in entertainment.
Right.
At the high school.
Exactly.
At the amateur level. You know, so that's, we got that going
can
for
I,
us.
Can I tell you guys about my weekend?
Yeah, I would love
because
to hear it.
I,
are there photos?
There is a video. And it was a highlight
of my... Did TLC pick it up?
The highlight of my weekend. Uh-huh. But it also made me very sad at the same time.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. So on Saturday, I went out with a couple of friends. Project Blonde being one of them.
Our content creator extraordinaire.
Okay,
and,
so
maybe
you should be looking at Instagram while she tells the story, Kat.
And good idea.
I'm pretty sure Kat knows what I'm about to say.
Project Blonde.
So I went to a bar with her and a couple other friends. And we met up with As a married woman, of course. Hey.
Was it different?
I can go out. Yeah, it was a little different. You know, I was like buying my own drinks. So you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
and then with a couple of friends, and we went out to the bar. And as we're standing there, there were a bunch of SantaCon people there, which, you know, was annoying because we weren't partaking in SantaCon, but the whole bar was basically SantaCon.
Now, SantaCon means everyone dresses up like
SantaCon in New York is basically everybody from the ages of like 21 to
You don't know about SantaCon?
26.
No, I'm a grown adult.
Andre from our staff went.
Okay. So.
Yeah,
it's
and they
a bar
basically,
crawl.
They, it's a bar crawl all over the city and everybody dresses up as SantaCon and there's like some deals and stuff, but for the most part, it's just people getting totally trashed
dressed as Santa or an elf
or Christmassy stuff. And so we were there around like, it's like in the evening, right?
Okay.
And all of a sudden, this man walks up on stage And I and my friends instantly recognize him as William Hung from American Idol.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yes. And I
am... She bangs.
Yes, the yeah. She bangs guy from American Idol.
Oh, the little guy?
Yes.
Like, she bangs. That guy.
Oh, baby. What is she, and he was really bad. And Simon Cowell just like... He became a national sensation. Like right. Everybody loved him.
He charges like $25 on Cameo. He's on
right.
Cameo.
He's yeah. on Cameo. He's pretty famous. I mean, infamous. I don't know. You know, I don't know if you want to call him a celebrity, but whatever. He's,
why not? Everybody
he's a
is.
Celebrity.
He's a niche celebrity. But he was also a moment in history.
100%.
He was a moment in history.
And my thing is that if I said William Hung to you, an American Idol, you knew
she
exactly.
Bangs. She bangs.
No, I didn't. I was like William Hung, and I went somewhere else.
Okay. Well, none of the, I was one of the five people. I was one of the five people in the bar that knew who he was. And he's up there singing Christmas carols. And me and my friends are freaking out. We're like, oh my God, it's William Hung from American Idol. This is insane. And all of these like very young people dressed as Santa, trashed, are like, who is William Hung? And I'm like, no. This is a cultural moment in our lives. This was big. Like this was William Hung. This was when American Idol like, used to yeah. show the bad
They don't do it anymore.
It's all nice stuff.
That was the best part of the show.
Right.
It was the only reason to watch.
And William Hung, I can remember exactly what he was wearing on that day. Like, he was wearing a blue polo with, like, stuff on it. Like, I can literally remember it so well. And none of these people knew who he was. And it really made me so sad. Like, it made me so happy that he was there singing Christmas carols. He sang She Bangs
but
by Ricky Martin.
He sang She Bangs?
He did. He sang it. And we all were like,
but
yes.
But it's over.
But the cultural moment, I realized, like, wow, I'm older than the people in this bar.
Oh,
and
shucks.
Like, I don't, like, yeah, I was kind of like, I need to leave.
Yeah.
I was like, let's go.
You're
go.
Married, you're
I'm
dated.
I'm married.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know
it's always,
I'm dated.
And also someone that you revered and liked.
Right.
It's over for them.
I know. I was like,
no one cares anymore.
Like there were probably
They've
a couple people
on.
Close to the to yeah. the stage that were like, oh my gosh, having the same reaction that we were having. But everybody around me were like, who is this random guy on stage
yeah.
singing Christmas carols? And
poorly.
I'm like, no, it's William Hung.
And then the worst thing is someone goes, oh, I'm going to Google him.
Right, exactly. And I'm like,
oh, he's the guy who got cut in the first round.
I'm like, American Idol? No one. And then I put it on my social media, right? Mm-hmm. And I got 1,000 people, thank God, 1,000 people commenting going, oh my God, yes, that's William Hung.
I was one of them.
Kat reached out to
them.
Me. Kat was like, holy crap, is that William Hung?
So you were validated. So
I was. I know, but
the Santa
you know.
Cons were full of
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I was
they
like,
don't know, they don't know anything.
I'm like, this is why I avoid Santa Con at all costs.
Yeah, because they're so self-absorbed. Making
right?
Santa Claus or elves drunks
mm-hmm.
is kind of, you know, maybe a
don't
reindeer.
Don't do that to Santa.
Yeah, or, you know, I guess you go as a candy cane or something.
Right.
But, you know, it's always, you see, it's funny though when you say that, you see someone that you remember and you think everyone remembers them the way you do.
Right.
You're like, oh my God, it's Lou Ferrigno, he's Incredible Hulk. And
or it
like,
was like so important
he's just
in
really
your life.
A really jacked old guy. Like,
right.
Why do I care?
Like it was yeah. so important for you at that point.
And then you try to share it and that's where it gets rough. When you're trying to share something important to you and someone's like, meh.
You're
then
like,
you have to convince them why they
right.
are wrong.
And then
and
you
they
just
should
sound
really
crazy.
Like this guy.
I know. I sounded like a
yeah.
crazy old lady being like, no, it's William Hung. And they're
yeah.
like, can this old lady get away from me?
It's like a Star Trek
My buzz
guy
is starting
running into Kat trying to explain to him who like Khan is. Like, you know,
sure.
he was this guy. And she's like, I don't care. I don't like sci-fi. Okay, but still.
Right.
He was like, you know, and you're like, no, I don't really care. And it hurts. It hurts
does.
When people don't. Validate what you assumed was greatness.
Right.
But you know what? You made his night.
I hope so.
You know? And you didn't actually meet him, though,
no,
right?
No, I didn't meet him.
Perfect. Never meet.
Don't meet your heroes.
Don't meet your heroes.
I don't know if I would describe him as my hero.
Well,
I would.
She
I would
was describing him as a hero.
Okay,
William Hung.
Let's not forget whose story it is, Kat. No
Absolutely.
Story stealing.
I did not know.
Absolutely. William Hung is my hero.
So, Kat, I'm just curious. You actually watched the whole football game?
I watched almost
she
none
was
of
there
it.
For the whole
yeah I'm about to say
I watched almost none of the
yeah,
I saw it. She was in a box she was enjoying
I was in a box.
She was in a box and hung out by
the
bar
Bachelor
and the food
was there Matt James was
oh.
there the Bachelor
Very nice.
Is he still the Bachelor?
No.
He's dating. He was the Bachelor.
Okay, but you're still the Bachelor until you get married.
You're always the Bachelor.
I would guess that you're. If you were the Bachelor or Bachelor.
So it's not like being a bastard. Where
I don't know him from any of his other work. His whatever he does.
Is there? I think the whole point of going on the Bachelor. The whole point of that show is there is no other work.
Right.
And this is the only way I can get on TV. Yeah.
Right.
Because the launch pad is phenomenal. From going to Bachelor,
the trajectory. Yeah.
You know, if how you many Oscars an and Emmys?
That's the way you do it. At least influencer.
I don't know. He's pretty popular.
I
don't watch the show, but
yeah, I wouldn't know him from Adam or whatever the Jesus or whatever they say. Time to take a pee break or get that last minute snack because you don't want to miss the chilling conclusion of Tyrus and Timpf. Fame is funny. It's fickle. You know, it's like you don't realize like when you're in the middle of it. It's like, oh, this person. But then there are people like just don't care. Like Hung had his moment. I remember him briefly. It's all you got.
He's still riding that way.
Scott Baio's still walking around going, Charles in charge, right. You know. So when you hit your highlight, I mean, how many singers do you see that like Tiffany, we just saw her she forgot the words to her old songs that were her only songs. But and then she cusses out the crowd.
Tiffany,
yeah, I think we're alone now.
Oh,
la, la, la,
la, la, la, la, yeah.
Okay.
That's how she sang it, actually.
I did it. Yeah.
That was a great impression.
You did it exactly like her.
Except that she goes, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get this right.
This is
my cigarette. Like, she literally sounded like that.
She was like a walking.
Yeah, you know, like Meatloaf had one of those. I'll do anything for love. Like, sing the other song. And he's like, I'll kill you. I'll come over here right now. I'll kill you with the scarf in his hand. I'll kill you. I'll kill you all. But if you turn the volume off, it looks like he's waving to everyone like, I love you. Like, thank you so much, Ohio. And but when you turn the volume on, he was like, this state sucks. I'll kill you. Don't you ever interrupt me again. You know who I am? You know who I am?
Oh, God.
Meatloaf, you know. And then what's her name did the same. Oh. Pumpkins, the Shrek song, Pumpkins. Not Smash Pumpkins.
The Walking on the Sun people.
Yeah.
Smash Mouth.
We got
the Shrek song. Thank you.
I could have.
He did the same thing.
They just
kept flipping everybody off because he's like, some.
They had a few. They also had the Hey Now You're an All Star.
Right. Somebody wants to
tool in the shed. Hey,
hold on. Is that guy here with my package? Yeah. It's $200. Give it to him. Give him the money. It's good.
Yeah, I think there were some influences on that.
Is this mic on? I need my stuff. I need my hit. I can't sing without it. And the crowd's like, boo. So. It's sometimes, even when you bring it back, not everyone's going to like do like what you did, which is great because it's like, you know, for him, it was serious. I always got him confused with the guy who sang Chocolate Rain. So I always got him
confused. He was a YouTube guy.
That's okay.
He's a YouTube guy. Yeah,
the Chocolate Rain guy, I remember him.
Yeah, he was a YouTube guy.
Who like sang in his closet, right?
In his shower. I think it was the shower.
Shower, okay. Yeah. I need to.
Yeah, if I remember correctly.
I'm busy living my own
life. He had a very deep voice. Yeah.
Where are we at on getting a trophy case for that shirt?
We didn't even talk about
the
shirt.
We have the green
shirt. Your weekend was.
Jason has returned the green shirt.
The money shirt is in our possession.
In our possession.
It is.
We have the shirt. Anything and everything is possible now.
Two questions.
Okay.
Do we cut the shirt up and send it to fans for a donation?
No. We can.
Okay,
You can't dismember that.
Take it apart.
We can charge people to touch the shirt.
Or
like
we
healing power.
And we put it up here, and we don't tell anyone why it's here.
Yeah.
It's just there.
That's exactly what we do.
I think that's what we do.
It'll just be like a, you know, like an art installation.
Right. Okay. In the event that any or all three of us get fired, move on, anything of that magnitude, last man or woman standing gets the shirt.
Okay. I think that's fair.
I think
we can make a deal on that.
Okay. And then at some point, many, many years now or weeks, you take a picture with this last man standing with the green shirt.
All right. I think that's pretty fair.
I agree.
And I want to say, too, aside from the shirt and all of that, we've got a couple cool episodes coming up. We've got our Christmas episode, which will be out on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know how we do Christmas.
Barring staffing shortages and whatnot.
Right.
Because you know it's tough now.
We have a Christmas tradition that we do here on the Tires and Timf, so we will be doing that. And then our New Year's show is actually going out on New Year's Day, and so we will be asking our listeners for what their New Year's resolutions are.
Oh, yeah, Kat, I stole your idea.
And then we're going
to
weigh in.
We are going to ruin everybody's New Year resolution.
Tell them why it's a f***ed up idea.
Exactly, exactly. Right. We are going to Grinch your New Year's.
Absolutely.
It is the Tyrus and Timf Grinch your New Year's special. It's all bad.
Right.
Hashtag all bad.
So please send in your, tag us on Twitter, Instagram.
I am going to be making a video later this evening specifically requesting resolutions.
So
we need a few. I think we'll get a bunch.
I think
you
we'll
can
get a
send
bunch.
A video. No, we don't want to see your face. Send us.
just we're going to ask.
Just DM.
We're going to ask a question on Instagram on an
Twitter.
Instagram story and Twitter, and you just respond to that, and we will read out the appropriate New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, they have
Come
to
on,
be,
guys.
Yeah, no NC-17s.
You know us. This
murder
is
confessions will be turned over to the authorities.
Absolutely.
We will be willing to discuss exit strategies.
Absolutely.
Not that
Always.
We condone, as Tyrus and Timf, I believe I speak for Devin.
No.
We do not condone murder.
We do not condone a life of crime.
But
Never.
If you must, exit strategy.
It's called
strategy.
Life of crime for a reason, because it's not done when the crime's done. It's a lifestyle.
And right now, you really can't really be arrested for anything short of eating a person. So, you know, literally the guy who burnt down the tree was out before the news story
he's still
hit.
Hanging out around the building.
And he's still hanging out going, what did I do wrong? So
send us your New Year's resolutions and, you know, be brave enough to get our take on it. And, we've got some exciting new stuff coming up.
And change our minds, because you know what? Someone might have a resolution that touches Kat's heart. You know?
You never
which
know.
Is
Doubt
not,
it, but we'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, and maybe we might make them our own resolutions.
Yeah, we could steal it.
Absolutely.
Because if you send it, it's a waiver.
Absolutely.
There's no trademarks.
Yeah, exactly. You're telling us we can read it and take it.
But if your New Year resolution is to be a good person, don't bother. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't bother.
Realistic.
We want
realistic.
To, yeah.
There
I don't
are
hear
no
that.
Good
yeah.
people in the world.
I want to be closer to my family. Like, put some effort into it.
Right.
Like
unique New Year's resolutions.
I'll stop sabotaging my best friend's life so they have more time for me. Like good stuff like that, you know?
Right. What'd you guys learn today? Anything?
I learned that you didn't know what SantaCon is, Tyrus.
No, yeah. I didn't. And I'm not embarrassed to that. So, you know, and I also didn't remember who William Hung was.
Yeah, you learned who William Hung is.
Again. For the first time.
Exactly.
All over again. So two things, and I learned also this weekend, not with you guys, to never tell a 7-year-old a math problem that, unless you know for sure, they're going
to
fail.
I know. I need Georgie to do my budget my lifestyle, because I think she's going to do a really good job.
Yeah, she's definitely doing her thing. So I will be posting pictures of the genetic gene pool of
keep us updated
snakes. And Timf, I will send you a picture of the tegus when they get when they get moved. So they're pretty cool. They're full grown and they're getting ready to breed, so there'll be eggs.
I can't wait. I'm jealous.
So I can slide an egg on the airplane, I think.
Yeah, Kat. I was gonna say maybe, you never know. Yeah.
And then Kat could just keep it in her little hoodie and wait for it to hatch.
Incubate.
It'll be a big thing.
Absolutely.
You know?
Oh man, that'd be the dream come true.
Yep. So it might even be an albino one, and those ones are worth a lot of money. So, because I think the mom's albino and the dad's a red one. So they're pretty cool.
We shall see.
I will send pictures. All right. So for more. Wow. We didn't end in cussing and screaming.
This is
very
unbelievable.
Subdued. Should we start a fight? Nah.
Nah.
Let's just save it for New Year's.
I know. We might. Well, you never know. We might be fighting
we
over
might
those
do
New,
the
Year's resolutions.
New Year's by doing nothing but shots during the show.
I think so. I think we deserve it.
Yeah, making an emotional.
Just as a treat.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I know a guy. So it'll be the flask that's never empty, or in honor of Ms. Mull, wherever you are, the flask that doth empty, or whatever the Shakespeare crap you wanted me to learn, which I did learn, so whatever. But yeah, so for more podcasts like this, check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. She's the Timf. Mm-hmm. I'm Tyrus. Devin, take us home.
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.